just what you need to be a good puppy whenever it's possible. And it is a need, a deep-seated one that is quite unavoidable, because the parts of your mind other than the conscious part have you outnumbered and, given they operate without your conscious awareness, outgunned. It's simple science that we know our mind reaches decisions, and then we retroactively justify why we're doing them. So you'll never be able to know, if that's the case when you're given a command. If you're told to kneel, you'll never really know if you're doing it only because you wanted to consciously, or because the authority your unconscious mind invested the one giving you orders with tripped your training switches, sent you kneeling, whimpering, waiting. And you know your unconscious mind is always listening eagerly for the next command, for the next description of puppy playtime, a fantasy or a desire, training or instructions. You see, anything that makes you more completely, deeply doggy, needy, achy, happy, obedient, a good puppy, anything which has that effect is necessarily making you more completely who you are, wanted to be, and will be in future. You are necessarily going to move further and further into the pleasured state you sought when you began. Due to this, the only thing you really want to do is keep listening, keep seeking, keep being open to the next little doggy instruction, because your trained mind and your unconscious mind